Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. The What to Read Next podcast helps to build a TBR of future favorite books. In each episode, Lori Amin interviews authors and book influencers to recommend books they loved for you to pick up today. If you're an avid reader, always looking for your next great read, then this show. Hi, Avery. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So happy to have you here. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm a self-published author. I kind of focus on sports romance, at least for now. My debut came out December 2021, and I have another book that's due to come out on June 1st.
So we got to talk about, like, when did you get started? Like, what led you? Were you a romance reader? Like, what was your, like, what was your origin story?
I wrote a lot as a kid and kind of just fell out of it, as I think many people tend to, because you don't really see it as like a viable career path. It's, especially back then, maybe nowadays with self-publishing, people might see it as more of a viable option. And then I started writing again when I was a little bit older. I was just having some like health issues, things going on, you know, like offline. And I was really into reading at that point as an escape. And I somehow stumbled upon Wattpad. I don't really know how I got down that rabbit hole. And I was like, oh, you know, I think I could do this. Like, how hard could it be, right? Mm-hmm. And it is. It's harder than I thought. But I wrote on there 2017, 2018. I wrote my very first book. And I took a bit of time off. It kind of went viral on its own. I don't really know what happened. I wasn't really on the platform. It just kind of took a life of its own. And it's just been kind of like sequential steps from there. Like Wattpad approached me about being in the STARS program, which was their old like kind of talent development program. Then they asked me to join the paid program. And those were just kind of like validations, I think, that I needed to know that I could maybe actually make something of myself with writing.
So what was the process of writing for Wattpad? Did you write them like on a week by week basis, like chapters, or like, how does it work, you know?
Yeah, for me, I just write as I go. Like I write directly on Wattpad. I know some people do write offline and, you know, complete the book and then upload it in an orderly fashion, but I am unfortunately not that organized.
So did you plot it out, or are you just like hands your way through and you're like, see what, like, you know, I have an idea what's going to happen next and what's going to happen next, you know?
Well, I'm kind of like a planter. So it's like a bit of both. I write out of order. So I guess that's kind of like my version of plotting. Like I will know certain things often, like, you know, when they have sex, when they kiss, sorry. I'll know certain things, or maybe like the big dark moment, how they meet. And I'll kind of write some of those things out of order. And then I sort of go in and like fill in the blanks in between. It's very messy. Don't recommend it. It's very chaotic. But that's just like how my brain works. I don't know.
It's fascinating. I'm like interested, like, you know, like how the soup gets made, you know, kind of like, mm-hmm. Yeah. So we got to talk about your sports romance. You're writing some hockey romance, which are a hot topic right now, but they're really good, by the way.
So, oh, thank you.
As someone who's like a hockey aficionado, I don't like hockey in like real life, but I love hockey romance. Like, you know, I really love Offside. Was such a chess kiss, you know. So talk to us, like, what led you to write sports romance, you know?
I'm not even sure. I've been a lifelong hockey fan. I grew up watching like Hockey Night in Canada. Just like always been really into hockey. My husband played hockey in his youth. And he's like hockey super fan. So when we got together, it was like even more of the hockey. I think it just kind of seemed like a natural thing. I don't know. I just was like, my stories just come to me sometimes and they just are what they are. And Breakaway, I was just like, I just knew that he played hockey and, you know, like she was a nursing student. And it just kind of, I'm very fluffy woo. Like some of it definitely just comes from, you know, the universe, or like downloads from somewhere else. I don't know.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about your latest release. So shout out, it's coming out in June 1st, or tell us a little bit of pitch.
So it's kind of all of the books in the series are still standalones, but it's like the sequential follow-up to Offside, and it's Chase Carter's sister moves kind of unexpectedly back to his city because he lives near their mom and there's some things going on with their family. So she leaves Arizona and moves in with Chase because there's just nowhere else to live at the time. But when she was visiting a few months prior to that, she had a little rendezvous in the nightclub bathroom with a masked stranger. And it turns out that that's one of Chase's teammates, and he also lives there. So they just get to navigate all that fun stuff. They kind of decide to pretend it never happened, and I'm sure you know how well that goes. And then they end up in like kind of like this friend's little, you know, friends with benefits situation, sneaking around. So that's always fun.
Yes, and they're not catching feelings at all.
Yeah, of course not. Never gets complicated.
You know, also. So let's talk some book recommendations. What kind of books do you tend to read?
It has to have like some element of romance in it. So like I will sometimes read fantasy romance or, you know, just any variation thereof, but it does have to have like some kind of love story in the plot, or I'm probably not going to read it.
Right.
But yeah, I did read the latest Megan Quinn, for example, but I don't tend to read too much hockey romance just because sometimes I get in my head like comparing myself
Yeah.
and I'm like, oh, that's different than mine. Mine must not be any good. I don't know. But Megan's was really good. So that was a fun read.
Yeah, Right Man, Right Time was just, it was funny. It was just like a funny, like rom-com. Like when she has her with Ariane tells him how they meet, you're just like, okay, like where your right mind comes up with that idea, you know? So, do you have any books to recommend our listeners to pick up?
I just reread Devil in the Deep Blue Sea. That was one of my favorites. I was in a bit of a reading slump after the Megan Quinn one because I don't know, it was really good, and then nothing else was really grabbing me. So like, okay, I'm gonna go back to something I know was really. That I
Yeah.
know I like. And that one was good. It's a little heavier than, it's not a rom-com, but it's like really good tension and pining and really good buildup and anticipation. I think Elizabeth O'Rourke's really good at tension. And I love tension. Like I love a good slow burn. I love waiting for that payoff. So yeah, that's one of my favorites.
I love it. Yeah, the Devil series is pretty good. It's a pretty good series, solid series too. If you have like a question, if you're already done with the Avery Keelan backlist, you're like, okay, this is like a good book to pick up. So awesome. Avery, tell us where we can find you online.
I'm on Instagram at Avery Keelan, TikTok at Avery Keelan. My website is averykeelan.com. And on Facebook, the author page is author Avery Keelan. And then I have the e-reader group called Avery's Puck Bunnies.
Awesome. Thank you, Avery, for being on the show.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. For a list of books mentioned and other book recommendations, please visit whatyournextblog.com. Thank you so much for listening and happy reading.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What You Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyournextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.